Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. I don't know why I can't hear myself. Usually I can hear myself in here. Oh, that's because I have the gain turned. Okay, that's why I can't hear myself. Usually I can hear myself in there. So yeah. Maybe when I turn this up so we can get into some things. I see a lot of people is upset already, and we ain't even started the show. Okay, do I have everything I need? All right. The number is 563-999-3658. Yo, what's good, everybody? Ooh, we got a lot to get into. Yes. Shout out to everybody in the motherfucking chat. Shout out to everybody in the building. It's time to get into some things. All right, guys. Okay, so if you're a returning subscriber, I want to say, you know how this goes. Some shit might shut down, some shit might cut off, but you know we will get through the show. And if you are new, you're just browsing, welcome and hello. And I want to also give a special shout out, okay, to my people in wearing green and blue. That's my members and my moderators. Ooh. Shout out to the new members. You guys look green. Well, you guys look good in green, okay? Hold on. Hey, y'all. What's going on? Okay. Yes, shout out to you guys all in green. Shout out to the members only squad. Let's get into some things. Shout out to Keandra, Mama T, Shelly Reynolds. Okay. Don Michelle, yes. All right, okay. So, all right, you guys. I want to start this conversation. Listen, I was reading the chat, and it's a lot going on, and, you know, a lot of people are having a lot of emotions about this. So I really kind of wanted to do a deep dive into this conversation. So hopefully you guys have some time to really get into some things. I'm sure the call-in number will get packed. The number is 563-999-3658. And today's topic is mute and cancel Michael Jackson forever. Are we going to mute and cancel Michael Jackson forever? Now, the reason why this came about is because over the last few days, actually, I've been looking at it, but I haven't really been looking at it. And there's been a lot of different things coming out about Michael Jackson. People are speaking out from the old housemaid lady. Now his old bodyguard is doing an interview. Like, this Leaving Neverland stuff has really gotten huge with Wade Robson and James Safechuck, whatever his name is. I never can get his name right. But since Oprah did that interview and since that Neverland documentary has came out, so many brands and you know, different countries, they have unplugged Michael Jackson. They have muted Michael Jackson. They stopped playing his music in certain countries. I think even The Simpsons has pulled the plug on Michael Jackson's some of his music. There's a lot of different companies. And now the newest of the companies that have pulled out of Michael Jackson is Louis Vuitton. They have decided they are no longer going to release their Michael Jackson collection. They are done. They do not want it to affect their brand in any way. Okay. So if you know anything about Louis Vuitton, well, this guy right here on the dark skinned guy is Virgil. Don't get me to mess his name for his last name up. It's a name, though. His first name is Virgil. He's the creator director of Louis Vuitton. This is the African-American. This is the black man, okay? So he started a Michael Jackson collection that he showcased just January for Fashion Week. This is one of the shirts here. This was inspired, the whole collection was inspired by Michael Jackson. It was a beautiful production, a beautiful finale by Louis Vuitton. But right after that, the Neverland documentary came out. And when that came out, they pulled the plug on releasing this to the public, to the consumers. Okay, I'm trying to grab, which is unfortunate because I would have loved me a Louis Vuitton, a Michael Jackson collab. Oh my God. So let me get this here. Let's see what they said. This is what they said. Hold on, guys. We find the allegations in the documentary deeply troubling and disturbing, said Michael Burke, chairman and chief executive officer at Louis Vuitton. Child safety and welfare is of utmost importance to Louis Vuitton. We are fully committing to advocating this cause. So they have pulled this in Virgil, the actual creative director. He is basically saying that, you know, his position in it all, the only reason why he created it is because Michael Jackson was very influential. Michael Jackson was a great artist, and he inspired so many people. So that's the reason why he even created this this tribute. But with all the allegations, Louis Vuitton does not want to be involved or connected any way with Michael Jackson. Okay, so therefore, they have pulled the plug on the Michael Jackson collection. Wow. They have pulled the plug. So there are many companies, as I said before, that have pulled the plug on this Michael Jackson collection. I mean, just Michael Jackson, period. And I'm torn because here's the thing. I personally don't feel as though I could mute Michael Jackson. Because here's the argument. Let's just say if this is true. Are we able to separate the music, the artist, from the person? And I personally feel as though we have to, because me being an artist, an entertainer, being a singer, a dancer, most musicians and artists to this day, no matter what kind of artistry that you do, you have been inspired in some way by Michael Jackson. And if you can say that, you have to be able to separate the artist from the person. Because I know that I looked up to Michael Jackson. I was inspired by his talent, by his brilliant, his ways, like everything. Like, he was just a great artist. He was like the biggest thing in the world. Like, no one is going to be ever bigger than Michael Jackson. So do we just mute that? Do we just destroy all of our influence? Do we just pretend that we no longer care about Michael Jackson? He's no longer affected our lives. He's no longer inspired people because this has came out. Now, I'll tell you, I have a video. I don't know if you guys have seen this or not. I don't believe everything in the Neverland documentary. But when James Safechuck said that he was married to Michael Jackson, that was really, really interesting. I didn't believe it until I seen the video of him and Michael Jackson buying wedding rings in the wedding store. This is where Michael Jackson was even like pretending to not be himself. Okay, so I'm going to play this video for you and then we'll talk. But Michael Jackson never married Sheryl Crow. So why was he in the jewelry store with that little boy that was on tour? That's still weird, okay? But I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But it is interesting how Michael Jackson did have a relationship with these little boys, why he was so close to little boys. That is weird. But at the same time, I don't feel like we should stop listening to Michael Jackson's music. I think Drake even pulled the Michael Jackson song from the tour. So Drake is not playing the Michael Jackson song anymore. They muted Michael Jackson somewhere in another country. So there's a lot of people just going with this. And so I'm a little like, are they just trying to end the legacy in the culture of African Americans? Like, what's happening here? So my question to you all today is, are you all muting Michael Jackson? Are you guys canceling Michael Jackson? And if so, why? And if not, why not? Okay? That is the question for today. And do you think that others should be muting him? Let's see what the members are saying. Let's see what the chat is saying. Yolanda Moore, someone can be a monster and a great artist at the same time. Yes, let's see. Mocahontas, why wasn't Michael found guilty while he was alive? Is my question. Shout out to Black Beauty, another member. Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, was arrested in Atlanta whorehouse. We women were being trafficked, yet no one wants to talk about it. Let's see what Mama T said. No, Yo says that boy put that together. Mute Woody Allen. Whitney Castillo said, I'm sick of these witch hunts. Okay, let's take some callers. Wow, the lines are through the roof. Okay, area code 501-1569. Are you muting and canceling Michael Jackson?
Hell no. What? Mm-hmm. Listen, first of all, hi, I love your show. I'll watch you faithfully.
Thank you.
But at this point, Michael Jackson is no longer with us. So in reality, mm-hmm. we're really supporting his children, his mother, his family. You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. I mean, all the proceeds are going to them. So, you know, they ain't molest nobody. We're supposed to give
right.
up on them and stuff like that. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I'm having trouble believing it because you're hearing this from the same people that said that, oh, Michael Jackson doesn't want to be black and all of that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And knowing how messed up the industry is, I don't put it really past anybody making up anything that's, I mean, come on now. He is, what, the most loved person ever?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. they're going to be looking for reasons, anything. You know what I'm saying? So, am I muting him? No, I'm not. I think it's unfair.
Do you think Michael Jackson did do something with little boys?
Probably just hanging out, and
okay.
I don't feel like he molested them, for real, for real. I'm just going
to
be honest.
But see, I'm listening to you, and it sounds like you believe that you don't think that was okay. So would you have let your little boy hang out with Michael Jackson the way that these parents let their son hang out with Michael Jackson?
See, the difference with me is I would have been there. What do I look like as a parent walking away from my child with any grown man or any grown woman? Because, you know, these women is great to do. But what is that? Why would I do that? He's not a daycare center. Why would I, you know what I'm saying? What reason would I have for that? Do I know him like that? I mean, it would take years for me to feel that comfortable to leave
so
my child.
So would you
anybody.
Do it? Yes or no?
Would I do it? Would I? No. Because I don't trust nobody. For real, for real.
Okay. Okay. So a piece of you feels as though Michael Jackson could have done something with those little kids.
I don't feel like he did. I feel like people are just money hungry. It's easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy when you see him, you know, hanging out with kids and stuff like that. What would you do? What would you think of the first thing? You know, oh, I can get some bread out of this. What? Oh, he hanging out with kids. Boom. I'm going to say he a pedophile. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just think it was easy for people to say that since he was hanging around children.
All right. Thank you, caller.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye. Okay, so this is what I want to do. I have an audio. This has been around for a while. I'm sure you guys heard this. I tried to get the video for you, but somehow the video won't play. So maybe that's a good thing. Maybe I won't get a copyright here. But I'm going to play this audio. It's about 4 minutes long. Okay, it's where Michael Jackson is talking about, the industry and how they are manipulating and how they, you know, take from the culture and kind of insinuating that there's an Illuminati, things of that. So I want to play that for you all. Okay. So I'm going to play that for you guys really quickly. And before I do that, I want to, if you guys haven't done so right now, please go ahead and subscribe to the channel. If you would like to also visit us on our website, if you would like to enter our music competition every Wednesday, I'm doing a music show every Wednesday. Armand listens to your music live. Also, if you would like to become a member of our channel where we get into some things on a secret location, I'll provide the links for you there. It's just a click away, and you can be a part of the members and get dressed in green. All right. Let me go ahead and get this image together, and let me see if we are going to get into some things. Okay, you guys ready? Okay, here we go.
All the forms of popular music, from jazz to hip hop to bebop to soul, to talk about the different dances and the cakewalk to the beautiful to the charleston to the breakdance, all these are forms of black dancing. Overnight, they called me a freak. They called me a homosexual. They called me a child molester. They said I tried to bleach my skin. They made everything to turn the public against me. This is all complete conspiracy. You have to know that. You know what? It's time for a change. And let's not leave this building and forget what has been said. Put it into your heart. Put it into your subconscious mind. And let's do something about it. We have to. We have to. And it's been a long, long time coming. And a change has got to come. Let's hold our torches high and get the respect that we deserve. I love you.
Yes. So, what did you guys think of that excerpt from him? He said they called him a homosexual. They said that Michael Jackson, you know, bleached his skin. Michael Jackson said he knows he's black, and he's not a homosexual. Actually, there's an interview that's coming out. TMZ actually reported there's an interview coming out with Michael Jackson's former bodyguard, and the bodyguard goes on and says that he knows for a fact that Michael Jackson was interested in women, and Michael Jackson would look at women and you know talk to women all the time. But the interesting part of that was when the interviewer actually running my damn mouth. Oh, God, I was really getting into some things, too. All right, you guys can hear me. I forgot. I had muted the sound because y'all be telling me I'd be smacking too much. So when the video was playing, I was smacking. But Okay. I'm here. Now, so here's the thing. So Michael Jackson basically went on to say, you know, he was black. I'm sorry if you guys are on the line, because I'm sure you guys heard me on the line. But Michael Jackson was going on to say, you know, he was black. He knew he was black. They called him a homosexual and all these different things. Now, what's interesting is TMZ actually reported that there's an interview set to release with his former bodyguard. OK, and they talked about Michael Jackson actually being interested in women. So he says, I know Michael Jackson was into women. We talk to chicks all the time. Okay. He says Michael Jackson was sexually attracted to women. But the interesting question was, when the interviewer would asked him, he said, have you ever seen Michael Jackson like sleeping with women? Has he ever been intimate? Has he ever spent a night with women? Did he hook up with women? And the bodyguard said that, you know, he would prefer not to give that information. He's not going to talk about Michael Jackson's private life or his sexual life. Again, that's very, very interesting. If you're going to say that you know he's into women and you've seen him, have conversations with women and things of that, you're going to do a full interview. Why wouldn't you say that if you've seen him having sex with women or sleeping with women? Why not? That's really, 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 really interesting that nobody is saying that they've said that they've seen him sleeping with women. But the bodyguard does not believe that the allegations from Leaving Neverland are true. He says they are completely false. He does not believe it. He says that Michael Jackson is completely into women. So that interview will be going live soon. Okay. And so we're going to talk about that more once we hear the interview. All right. So let's take some more callers. Oh, no. Just these people have been waiting. 281-1920. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Armand?
Hey, what's going on? Oh. Are you muting Michael Jackson or not?
Definitely not. And I just want to give you a heads up. The designer you were looking for, that's Virgil. That's Kanye, one of Kanye's friends.
Yes.
He's a producer of Off-White. So they didn't pull it because they were, quote unquote, muting Michael Jackson. They pulled it because he's the face of the Off-White brand also. So Louis Vuitton has so much going on.
Right, he's the creator, director. But he's the creator, he's the creative director of Louis Vuitton, which is larger than Off-White. So at that point, yeah, so Louis Vuitton actually came in and decided that it's a no-go, and Virgil collectively. So yeah, that we were right with that.
Yeah, he has so many pieces that's out. They had just had the Louis Vuitton and Supreme collab, so it wasn't worth the risk. But it wasn't. They pulled it because, you know, it was the mute Michael. It's because you have so many other things going on. Why risk it, type thing?
Okay.
I want to throw it out there. You being, I always support the show. I think you're gonna blow up, man. And I'm not into media. Yeah, I'm an attorney. But I'll tell you this: follow the money. If you believe that someone did something or you believe it didn't do something, just follow the money. If the person is gaining financial, if they're gaining anything financially off of a situation, just Wade Robinson has been paid off of Michael over numerous times. He sold personal things from Michael. That's all you need to know. And as far as the rings go, we don't know what type of rings they were. Michael Jackson is the biggest superstar to ever walk this earth as far as an artist. He couldn't go on and have a friendship ring. So I'm not gonna mute Mike. If you're gonna tell me that Michael was weird, well, of course he was weird. If you're 9 years old being the breadwinner of your household, you're gonna be weird as shit also, man. There's no way around it.
So that's okay. So that's an excuse for him to hang out with little boys because he didn't have a childhood.
No, it's no excuse. I have two sons.
Would you let them hang out with Michael Jackson? Yeah.
I would be right there with him if we was going to go visit Michael Neverland Ranch. You don't leave your children anyone.
Well, the mom was right there with him. Actually, she was on tour too. The mom, the dad, he actually bought them a house.
So, Armand, I want to tell you this. Follow the money. If they're on tour with him and they have the audacity to say that Michael was doing something inappropriate with their kids, and you know what was going on. They were pimping their kids out. Say what's really going on. But no one's going to say that.
So the question that we have now is, why do you feel like all of these different, brands, entities, musicians, Drake has pulled the song off of his tour. I think the Simpsons have pulled Michael Jackson's music. A lot of people are not playing Michael Jackson. Do you think that that's fair because of this Neverland documentary?
Well, of course it's not fair. You have to remember, people take documentaries as fact. I can make a documentary of Armand and say all kind of crazy shit you did. I can say, yeah, but I've never met you before. They do it because it's trendy, because in the situation they're in, they can. Drake has a lot of songs on the album, so he can pull the song because he has a lot of different tracks. Now, let Drake fall off, and he needs a hit. I guarantee you get his ass, and they'll be singing Shuckin' and Jivin' to the Michael Jackson song then.
Okay.
I guarantee it.
So your overall point is what?
My overall point is they are conveniently muting Michael. As long as they can gain off of Michael, they're all in with it. As long as these people can gain off of you, they're going to continue riding for you. When that gravy train runs out, they'll run out on you also. Guarantee it. Good luck to you in the future, man.
Thank you. Wow. Come on. Let's get into it. Let's see. We got to take some more callers. All right. 254-8576. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Listen, okay, I'm going to be honest. I always thought Michael Jackson was weird. Ever since I saw Thriller at the age of 7, I always thought he was weird. Now, before all this came about, he was always a weird guy. However, I think his heart was way too big for this.
Mm-hmm.
He had a very big heart, and I think everybody knew that. And we all know that all black people who make it big, you're still a slavery. You're still in slavery. It's just a modern day slavery, if you ask me.
Okay. Oh.
I don't think Michael Jackson would have done anything like that, considering the fact he loved kids way too much. I don't think he would hurt them. However, being rich can cause a lot of issues. Everybody knows that. Being rich and black can cause a lot of issues. I hate that Oprah did this. I'm not saying she was the first, but I mean, she gave him a good interview while he was alive. Why don't keep his name alive and well while he's dead? That was very disrespectful what she did, and I don't like it. No, I would not leave my children with Michael for the simple fact I thought he was weird since the beginning. But
yes,
I don't think he would do that.
All right. Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Bye. So I have another question, and we're going to probably do my Hugh Hefner video tomorrow. But I have to just play devil's advocate to keep the conversation going, to facilitate the conversation. So here's my question. Because I hear a lot of this, like, well, such and such did this, and have they interviewed Elvis, and did Elvis do this? You know, Elvis was with young girls and things like this, or even when it comes to R. Kelly and Hugh Hefner, and, you know. So let's just say, you know, they treated white people the same, or black people felt like they treated white people the same. Then is it okay? Because it sounds like when people make those comparisons, it sounds like we're only upset because we feel as though they're not doing it to white people. But if they do it to white people, then does that make it acceptable to do it to Michael and acceptable to do it to, you know, R. Kelly? Like, is it only not okay? Are you only in support of Michael Jackson because you feel like the same energy wasn't kept for Elvis Presley or somebody else white? Are people only supporting R. Kelly because they feel like, well, what about Hugh Hefner or Harvey Weinstein? Well, what about them? Okay, so what if they were convicted and all of these things? So then would that mean R. Kelly is guilty? You know, here's the thing. It's a fine line, but we cannot base our judgment on if someone else was prosecuted. Because what's wrong is wrong and what's right is right. So whether Hugh Hefner, Elvis Presley, anybody, Harvey Weinstein, whether they get convicted or not, if R. Kelly or Michael Jackson or anybody black has done something against the law, they would still be wrong. Now, I understand wanting justice to be equal. I understand that. But it sometimes comes across as though, you know, we only in support of them because we feel like, well, the white people are not getting the backlash. But if white people were getting the backlash, then what? Would it be okay to give Michael Jackson backlash or give R. Kelly backlash? Like, so is it only wrong when white people are wrong too? Like, so You know what I'm saying? Like, where are we at with that? Okay, let's take some more callers. 978-8025, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Oh, I'm just at a tavern for a trivia night, but I saw that you were live, so I wanted to quick call in. I just want to say quickly, hell no, I'm not meeting Michael Jackson. That's a big hell no. There's too much bullshit going on around him. People, you can't find a man guilty just because two men want to come out and make this story up, and these are the same two men that have been lying for years. Why did you come out and say this years ago? And I don't know which one it was, Wade or James, whatever the fuck their name was. One of them, I don't know if you remember, because you're pretty young, but Jay Leno actually was on trial, basically had Michael Jackson's back and was on went on his defense during his trial because one of his one of those parents, Wade's parents, was also tried to blackmail Jay Leno. I don't know if you knew that. So Jay Leno.
No, I didn't know
Leno,
that.
Yes, and also Wade. I don't even know why the hell he's doing this interview. He was the same person that was dating Britney Spears and broke Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears up. So this man is a fame whore. He's a fame whore.
Okay. I believe that about Wade
Robson. I don't believe, I don't believe either of them. I don't believe Michael Jackson touched young boys. Yes, Michael Jackson was strange. He was weird. But honestly, put yourself in his shoes. This man had no childhood. I mean, absolutely no childhood. Yeah, maybe look crazy, but that's why he wants to be around kids all the time. I mean, it looks strange, but that's why he built Neverland. But I don't believe he was touching anybody. I mean, even the story that Wade was telling, that's just bullshit. It's bullshit. It's crap. It's like garbage. Michael Jackson, no, I'm not muting him. I'm not muting anything about Michael Jackson. I don't care what anybody's saying about there's no muting going on with me. So I want to let
you
know.
Okay, so why do you think that a lot of these companies are pulling out and they're muting Michael Jackson?
And you know what? That's shameful that they're doing that because Michael Jackson, he's more popular in Europe than he is here. So the fact that they're even doing that is a stupid decision because Michael Jackson still has millions and millions of fans all around the world. Because of this stupid, pathetic, trashy documentary, you're doing that. Even Drake, I'm surprised that Drake even did that, pulled that song, because they're worried about what everybody thinks. The world today is too fucking politically correct. That is the problem. But I bet you some of these companies that pulled Michael Jackson, a few years from now, they're gonna change their tune and bring him back because they're losing money. Like, Michael Jackson has millions and millions of fans around the world. These two dudes who are looking for money because they're dry, they need to find a check, that's not going to work. Do you know that actor, Darren Henson, that was in Stomp the Yard? Did you see that video he made?
No, I did not.
Oh, my gosh. He was talking about how he said he's heard enough that Wade, you know, he knows Wade and that Wade basically broke Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake up and that he's looking for another come up and everything he's saying was trash. You need to look him up. It was crazy. So no one's believing it. I mean, a lot of people do.
So
but
are you
many,
muting
many
Oprah?
And that's what kind of really hurt me because Oprah, I love Oprah, but I was really upset that she did that interview with those two guys. I'm not muting her. I'm not meeting her because I do feel like she asked fair questions. I just wish that she didn't do the interview altogether. It was no need to do that. Just giving those two losers too much shine, giving them a way to get a paycheck. No. I'm not muting Oprah, though. But she made the wrong decision doing that interview.
All right. Thank you.
I love you. Have a great night, okay?
Love you, too. Bye. Enjoy your drink.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right, private caller, you're live on the air.
What's up, Armand?
Hey, boo, what's going on? We got to get into some things, Mishi.
There we go. Let's get into some things. You said it for me. Okay, and I'm going to try to be quick with this. So to answer the question, first of all, where you were saying, you know, is it right? Because, you know, everyone who's doing it that's not white and not getting in trouble, you know what I mean? Like, is it okay? And it's a witch hunt. There's rituals going on, and the issue is not about the color, but the deal is the people who happen to, you know, not be melanated that are still getting away with it, still doing it, still alive, still could be prosecuted, still could have had their day in court, but won't. and be proven guilty or not, but won't. That's the issue. Mm-hmm. See, Michael's already gone to court, been proven that all of this is false multiple times.
Okay.
And you know what I'm saying? Now he's gone. And so, again, it's a witch hunt against our melanated kings to bring them down, to try to have no one who's in the industry that actually is melanated, because he is a king, the king of pop. They can't mute him. They can stop playing his music all they want to, but no, they will not mute him, because Michael Jackson was a genius. He was beyond this world, and people don't understand that. Michael Jackson was here to wake people up. He woke a lot of people up. But a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, they'll never come. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll continue to be the sheep that they are. But he was a genius. What he did, the way that he, you know, got out of his contracts, walked away with his money, like, still has his money. Even to this day, you'll hear people say that he's broke. Far from the truth. Michael Jackson was working on multiple dimensions, doing immaculate stuff, okay? Touching children. Yeah, that's not any of it. And when we ask about why now, well, because this is ritualistic. And again, the psyop is for you to look at it as, well, if someone's doing wrong, you know, taking care of the children, which that's what it is, but you still need to look at the whole picture, which is saying everybody who's doing it that's still alive, still doing it, what about them? You know, they want you so focused on our melanated kings to be, you know, put your energy there, put it there. But what about the people who are still continuously doing it, who could still go to court, that you could put that energy right there so that you could focus on helping the people that it could stop, that will continue to do it and get away with it? You understand? That's the difference. Us as melanated people can't just look at our melanated people and bring them down and say, you. We need to look at the whole and say, hey, everybody who's doing this bullshit, everybody who's done it, doing it, put it together. See, that's the key, where you have to break out the psyop. And that's the situation to where, no, everyone who's done it, because Michael's not even here anymore. But we're looking at him. And as far, and I also want to say, as far as, you know, R. Kelly, because, you know what I mean, R. Kelly, we know that that happened. We know that it happened. It's done. And when people say separate the person and the music, to me, there's not a separation for that. Because when you play a person's music who's, you know, whether it's a child rapist, a rapist, whatever, the person who made the music is the same energy. So while you're in that energy of whatever, you know, that person is, you're still in that same energy. So why would you want to do that? Why would I want to enjoy, you know, any type of tune on that I know is by someone who takes advantage of children?
Well, because the thing, is you've enjoyed it prior to all of that knowledge. So how could you just not enjoy it anymore? Like, you know what I mean? I can't tell you I don't like Step in the Name of Love anymore.
I think the people who knew about Aaliyah, when we found out about Aaliyah, we stopped listening to him. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I've never been like, oh, everything with Aaliyah was fine. Like, when I found out he actually married that girl,
okay.
That's when I stopped. Because that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not going to be in the energy of, you know, child arrest or child rape, whatever it is. I'm not going to be in that same energy, because it is about energy. You know what I mean? And so while you have that going on, you can't separate the two. I mean, you could think that you are, but because you don't know about energy, that's why you think that. When you know about energy, you know, why would you want that in your sphere? Why would you even want that to pollute? You know what I'm saying? No. No. And I do know that there are plenty of people that look at, you know, people, even some people don't even really know about Aaliyah because they've never really gone into it. But the people who did know, we stopped messing with him then, because he married the girl and she was a minor. So whatever happened, if you married her, obviously more. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So we stopped.
All right, Mishi. Thank you.
Okay.
You, of course,
you're
always
welcome.
On point. And thank you for being a member. I love you.
Yes, I'm so happy. Love you too.
Bye. Wow, we are getting into some things today. The call lines are through the roof. If you guys would like to call in, the number is 563-999-3658. Subscribe to the channel and like the video. If you would like to participate in our Wednesday show, if you listen to music, if you like music, if you know someone that does music, we do have a music show that we do every Wednesday. You can submit your music via thearmondwiggins.com. If you would like to be a member of the channel, you can become one of our green members as well. And so let's take another caller. Wow, it's a lot going on today. Let's take another one. Area code 336. 3079, you're live on the air.
Yes, hello, Armand. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I definitely wanted to call in and support your show.
Okay,
thank you.
But I
just wanted to make the comment. Yes, sir, absolutely. I wanted to make the comment that one thing we do need to keep in mind, I don't know if you saw that news story where the party was at a restaurant and they were accused of not wanting to pay their bill, and so they were kicked out of the restaurant. Now, according to the staff, oh, they didn't think they was going to play, and they were black. So you're always complaining about how cheap black people are, how they don't want to support anybody, do anything for anybody. But here you have somebody like a Michael Jackson, somebody like a Bill Cosby, and they gave millions, if not more, to all kinds of charities. And it doesn't just stop with those two. Now, we can never focus on that. We have never seen where they are going back to focusing on that aspect of it. But now we have his whole entire name tarnished over something that, like the other callers have stated, he was already acquitted of. This is basically double jeopardy all over again, which is not supposed to be allowed, except we're allowing it. And I think it's very sickening because he helped a whole lot of people. And yes, he was around children. That was completely inappropriate, but there was also a lot of children that he helped, because these parents need to be charged with child abuse too. Let's look into their history. Because if I had picked a random person off the street and I had left my child with them and they had become harmed, I would have been charged with child abuse, even though that person would have been charged as well. So this is really absurd. Why were these children left out of the hands of their parents? Think about it. You barely want to let your kids sleep over with somebody from the classroom, let alone going to leave them with a whole grown stranger. It's not happening, especially not a celebrity. You see it all the time. It come out in the news. The celebrity is partying, doing what the heck they want to do. You're going to leave your kids with that? No way. They're nice people. We appreciate you. I wouldn't want to leave my kid with them, personally.
Let me ask you a question, because I've seen a lot of black people, and see, I don't know if this is true, not whatever, but I want to know what you think about this. A lot of black people are on the opposing side of Michael Jackson, saying, you know, if Michael Jackson was just so, you know, helpful, why is it that we don't see him ever helping any black children? Why was he never mentoring any black kids? What would you say to that?
You know, I would say that if you have to look at a situation, you know, where he had given out millions, if not more, you only saw one or two stories of his giving on the news. No way.
But even,
no
but
way
don't you think it's interesting that
scope of it?
But isn't it interesting
it
how his
been the
kids
way they
are
were
not even
presenting?
But like his kids aren't even black. Like they don't resemble anything about being black at all. Do you believe that those are his actual kids? Do you think he had sex with those women?
And I definitely agree that, you know, he could have made his children with anybody. It definitely didn't seem right that he made it with that woman, because she didn't really seem like she was all that. So he couldn't have been just all attractive. He definitely was going for a look. He wanted somebody quiet, low-key. He wasn't going to say nothing, even though that heifer came back and said something and got her coin. But he wanted somebody, you know, to look more light. But then again, you know, when he was darker tone, he wasn't getting no respect. So you couldn't blame him for wanting to feel a certain way when all you do is talk about his skin color. He said he had a disease, and you won't even believe him. He said he was okay being black and he was proud, but you keep on bothering him about it. And now you keep on harassing him. You keep on promoting racism. So what is he supposed to feel like, okay in his skin? There's a lot of African-Americans who are also not okay in their skin. Black China is making bleaching cream. She bleaches herself. So it would not be unusual for someone to feel like, let my kids come out white with the better features and the better hair and all of that, if that's what you want to call better. Don't think it's better than me. Doesn't hold style very well, but that's just me. But if you want
that type
of hair and you want that type of look, that's you. But I support
you.
All
right.
Mom.
Thank
you. I'm really happy
I love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
So listen, guys, I have to we have to keep the conversation stimulating. So I see a lot of people in the chat like, stop making it about race. Listen, I'm seeing all these things on the internet, and we are here to discuss it. So I want to know what you guys think. None of these are necessarily the the personal thoughts and opinion of mine. I usually give my opinions in the beginning. But now I just want to know, like, what do you guys make of that? You know, because it is very, very interesting because the allegations did come out about Michael Jackson wanted to be white and not liking, you know, being black. And you see, you don't really see him around any, you know, black people. And his kids, I personally don't believe that those are his biological kids. Okay. I don't feel like any of them have his DNA, but that's my opinion. But let's take another caller. 678-1173, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
So I do not agree with muting Michael Jackson.
Okay.
I say if we're going to mute him, then we need to go ahead and mute Christopher Columbus. How about
okay.
that? I mean, every
okay.
year, how about every year we celebrate a man who raped, killed, and did everything else to all types of people, and is celebrated. Just like the man
mm-hmm.
said, the attorney, he said, follow the money. That is exactly
mm-hmm.
what it is. These people are taking, sorry, I had my alarm. These people are taking advantage because he's no longer alive.
Uh-huh.
And I just don't believe it. You have to think about things from the context of Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was not, I don't want to say he wasn't well, but something wasn't right. Like, nobody changes their nose like Wendy Williams, you know, Little Kim.
Yeah.
All these people, there's something skewed. That's why he had little kids around him. I don't believe he was molesting them. I don't believe
okay.
it. And if that was the case, why didn't they raid his house or take those children from him? Why was it allowed for him to have children around him, whether it was his or not? Like, people really need to start thinking critically. Right now, we got a lot going on. Bill Cosby, R. Kelly, you know, they're lumping things together. So it's starting to make people doubt, like, maybe. No. You know, R. Kelly, we saw the tape back in 2001. We saw there was way more proof. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Michael, they've been coming out. Like the lady said, he's already been in court and disproved, you know, these allegations. So now all of a sudden it's convenient. Don't tell me the timing is coincidental. No. So, no.
Okay.
We're not doing
Thank you,
that.
Caller. Thank you.
Thank you.
Got into some things.
Bye.
All right. So, shout out to you. Okay. So, we have a super chat. Shout out to the donation. Shout out to you guys over there on Facebook. I see you guys watching on. This comes from Miss Parker Lynch. She says, that was his nurse, Debbie Rowe, and his dermatologist kid. They were having an affair. Mike knew and told them he wanted a child. It's theirs. Is there any proof on that? If you have any facts, receipts, email me at thearmandwickenshow@gmail.com or send me your number so we can get you on to the live and pull you to the front because we need receipts on that if you have some exclusive information. Okay. I want to say shout out to the people. Let's see who's on Facebook. Welcome to you guys. Hey, you guys on Facebook. All right, we are getting into some things. All right. I want to say shout out to all the members in the chat. Thank you guys for becoming a part of the Armand Wiggins Show membership team and squad. I really appreciate every last one of you that have taken the time and subscribed to this channel and became a member. I really, really appreciate you guys. I can't thank you enough. So shout out to you guys for that. Let's see. Let's take another caller. 267-5369. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Armand?
Hey, what's going on?
Okay, so this is my thing with the situation.
Okay.
when we think about, like, okay, the racist thing, I'm going to play it with you because I do believe race does have a factor in this. And my thing is that, you know, with Michael Jackson, if these accusers were black, do you think they would be making a big deal? Do you think they'll be doing documentaries on them or anything like that?
Possibly, yes, because R. Kelly's accusers are black.
R. Kelly's accusers are black, but R. Kelly also had, like, the thing about it is that specifically Michael Jackson was proven not guilty. So knowing that R. Kelly has not been proven not guilty, you know, he was proven not guilty.
He was proven not guilty.
Yeah, one time. Now there's a lot of tapes and allegations that are coming out currently, and they have an evidence and they're about to trial him again, which to me, we still shouldn't judge until he's proven guilty. But, you know, of course, it's a Me Too movement. There's a time, and, you know, we want to jump to conclusions. And, you know, R. Kelly doesn't have a good track record. So a lot of people are just going to assume that he's guilty. So, hey, we just want to say for now, you know, he's guilty. But specifically with Michael Jackson, he doesn't have really like a history of being like a bad guy. You know what I mean? Most people look at him as being the beloved Michael Jackson, the heal the world Michael Jackson, the I'll give all my all for my fans Michael Jackson. And he doesn't have this type of predatorial type of approach, not to say that he can't be. But just because his accusers are white, do you think it makes it more of an issue? Because it seems as far right now, more black people are supporting him. But the white people, like the big labels, the Italian labels, the half white people like Drake, and, you know, because he's half white. So he's definitely considered a mixed person. He's not really considered 100% a black person, because in order to be black, you have to have even more African-American, you know. But I'm not going to get into all of that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's going too far. Okay, yeah, yeah.
That's going way too far. Let's focus on how he's being definitely supported by black people. And now all of a sudden the people who are pulling away from him specifically are white people. And do you feel as though they're pulling away from him because these are white alleged people who were accused of being assaulted by a black man?
Well, I think that Michael Jackson has always had a tough career. And I think that he's always so when you first said that he's never been looked at as kind of a bad guy, I don't think that that's necessarily true, because from as long as I can remember, I'm not that old, but from the 90s on, I feel like all I've been hearing was Wacko Jacko, Jackson is a predator, he's a molester. Like, all I heard were these allegations that Michael Jackson was with little boys forever, you know. So that's all the headlines I heard. It was nothing. It was a bunch of, as much as there was good headlines, there was always those headlines of Michael Jackson being a freak and Michael Jackson being, you know, messing around with kids. You know, he's went to trial. He's done all of these things. I think that black people are in a place where they're like, okay, they're tired, because it's like, first of all, you got Wade Robson, and then you got the other guy who have went on air and admitted that Michael Jackson, under oath, has never done anything with them. So they either they've lied at one point. You get what I'm saying? So they have said that Michael Jackson has never sexually assaulted them. And then you also have black people on one hand, where you have like the R. Kelly, the Bill Cosby, you have this, that, all of these things where society is coming down on black men. And so I think a lot of black people are like, you know what, fuck this. Like, I'm tired of this. You guys are going to try to take all of our black people and just make them out to be these sexual predators, when you have, you know, you have these Elvis and you have the Donald Trumps and you have Harvey Weinsteins and you have the Hugh Hefners, and nobody's saying anything about that. So, yeah, we're going to stick behind Michael Jackson because these white people are sticking behind their people, you know. Now, yeah. if his accusers were black, I do think that Michael Jackson was so big. I think he was so big that, you know, anything would have probably been like, it would have been national news. I just feel like Michael Jackson was that big of an entity that it would have made, you know, headlines just like it is now. I really do. Because he's that guy.
Yeah, I believe you. And that's the only reason why I believe that it requires so much proof, because this man has an you can't even really put his career in any type of spectrum. He's really the largest selling artist. He has done the most charitable things. He's the most awarded. When you put someone in that type of category of being a black man who is the most awarded and the most did the most philanthropic work, or if you put someone that big and then now you want to tarnish that image. And the only way they could really tarnish Michael Jackson's image is with something like this, because of his character. He's never been looked at as being someone, like I said, I'm from the 80s. I know you're from the 90s, but I was born in 82. So I would say that, you know, from my perspective of Michael, when I was a kid, it was different. Michael Jackson was this superstar entity that everyone loved, of all races and all colors. He kind of was like a barrier breaker, you know.
Yeah.
He actually broke a lot of levels in the industry as well. Like, he opened doors for so many artists who are of African-American descent. So with him being this cross like line of people who just love him, of every race, every color, every ethnicity, how could you tarnish someone's image with that much power? I mean, this man owned the Beatles catalog, which who was considered one of the greatest groups of all times.
Well, the way you do that is, you know, this man is being seen around with little boys now, being whether they were bought or given or whatever the case may be. That's how you're walking around saying this 7-year-old boy is your best friend at 32. That's
weird. I think it was weird. I do think because as a person who doesn't have interest in kids that much, I would say that's weird. But I had a childhood. I grew up. I was able to do things that normal teenagers was able to do. I've had I went through the adolescent approach like a normal man, you know, goes through it. And Michael Jackson being a child star, I don't think many of these child stars, they all are weird. Most of them are weird, like not just him, but if you look at the Steve Urkels, all of them just have something that's weird about them because they never really got a chance to be normal. Like,
but you gotta think about it. But you gotta think. So you older, like if you want to go and have a drink, or you might get turned on by something, or you know, you want to talk about girls, boys, whatever you're into. You can't do that with a kid. I mean, like, what are you watching? Cartoons? Or, you know, like,
But I went through a normal adolescent process. Michael Jackson didn't. Like, he, as much as we want to believe that he had a normal life, there's nothing about Michael Jackson's life that ever said normal. You know, like,
okay,
the man said.
Let's be real. As a man, I don't give a damn how old you – once you get past the age that Michael Jackson was, where he was spending the night with boys, first of all, when you 12, 15, 16, when you in the bed, you wake up – and this is – sorry for the women out there, but as a man, you wake up and your dick is hard, period.
Yes.
Okay? You can wake up with a boner. Okay? So we're not going to sit here and act like, you know, because he didn't have a childhood, that doesn't mean his dick didn't work. Okay, Michael Jackson's dick got hard just like everybody else. If you're in the bed laying down and you wake up in the morning, your dick might be hard. And if you're cuddling with a little boy, 9 times out of 10, you got a grown man dick. That little boy has felt that motherfucker.
You think so? I don't think so. I think
if you're that close with a little boy, why wouldn't you be cuddling with the motherfucker?
Because I don't know how actually close they were, and I don't know what actually went on in the bedroom.
But we do know they were sleeping in the same bed.
We do know that, but we also know that there was like a slumber party to him. Like, to him, he was just trying to get these kids an experience that probably – if I'm looking at it from the way you're looking at it, yeah, it's foul. It doesn't seem natural for a man to be sleeping in a bed with a child, point blank and period. But if I'm looking at it from a fantasy type of thing, as far as like Neverland and him considering himself to be like a Peter Pan, and the ranch itself is a whole fantasy make believe place, then it does change the dynamics, because it's not necessarily too grown. It's not a grown man's logic. The whole atmosphere was not meant for a grown man. I mean, the only people who would look at Neverland Ranch and get excited would be mostly kids. You know what I mean? So I don't see myself ever being able to go to Neverland Ranch as an adult, but as a child, that would be my dream place to go. And this man is making my dreams come true and making me feel like, you know, I can have this amazing experience that You know, you only get once in a lifetime, and there's nothing sexual about it. It could be just about creating a fantasy and giving kids the childhood dream that he never had. He never got to live.
And
you know?
So at that point, it should be like, okay, you know, y'all have all that, and then you take your ass home with your family, your kids. Not going to lay
in
the bed with me.
But see, I think the problem is the kids themselves just became, as if you see certain time as a man, you might like be nice to a child or something. You may take them out or something like your niece or your nephew. And then every time they see you, they glow up every time they see you. And then before you know it, they don't want you to leave. They become attached to you. And this is your niece or your nephew. And they start crying and they start wanting to be around you. And as they get older and older, the attraction becomes more and more and more. I think it's just a natural thing when you're younger and someone is, you know, nice to you and friendly to you and give to you, you become more attracted to them. But the parents, to me, should have had a cutoff point. They should have never let these kids get that.
Why should they have a cutoff point if it was all shit shows and rainbows?
Because that's my thing. Because now they're allowing these allegations to come out, and if they felt like their child was in any danger, why would they allow their child to stay there for so long? You know, it just doesn't make any sense for on their part, the protector, the nurturer. These are your kids. You trusted that this man was only going to give them a fantasy experience of a child. So if you thought for any reason that they're going to be violated, why would you allow them to stay weeks and months at a time and then later on say that I feel like my child was touched? Like you didn't have any inkling or any idea that your child was being touched. And I know as women, they are always checking their kids. They're always checking. I see women all the time. I mean, when I was a kid, my mom would always ask me, did somebody touch you? Without, you know, I don't know why she would ask me that, but she would ask me that when I would come home from school or if I spent the night at a friend's house. She would ask me that. And sometimes it would be weird to me to have her ask me that, like, why do you think somebody would touch me inappropriately? But that's just the natural nature of a woman to ask those type of questions. So my thing is that these women, parents, allowed their kids to go weeks at a time at this man's house, and they never questioned that their guard, their natural maternal instincts never kicked in to believe that this man would do something to their child. And then years later, we have all these allegations. He's been touching.
Now, actually, the
He's
one mom actually would be, some of the moms would be at the house and go upstairs when Michael would say, well, can your son sleep in the bed with me? And she would say yes, and she would go sleep upstairs in the mega fucking mansion while he's in the bed. Out of all that, so you tell
exactly.
me he didn't even have a guest bed? So my whole thing is, I'm trying to figure out how this man, listen, Michael could be as weird as he want to be, right? But he wasn't that stupid.
Yes.
He knew how to get money, perform, and go on tour and have sex and do anything else he needs to do. So you don't think that man had it? He knew how to hire lawyers and doctors and this, that, and the third. So that man never had enough common sense to at least get a kid's bed. Like they had to sleep in his fucking bed.
I don't think that. That's why I don't think that they had to sleep in his bed. I just think that they naturally wanted to, and he has him as an adult. He should have separated it, but I'm thinking like, oh, you know, they love me. And I love them, but not in a sexual way.
Hold on. Let me stop you there because the caller said something. This is perfect. Somebody said, our mom, then by your logic, a father shouldn't be on the bed with his child because he gets hard in the morning. Listen, at a certain age, you don't sleep with your son anymore. At a certain age, I was not in the fucking bed with my parent. Now, as an infant, I'm sure I was in the bed with my parent. But as a 8, 12, 9, like, I wasn't sleeping in the bed with my damn dad. Okay, and then I wasn't taking baths with him no more either. And it wasn't my dad was like, you're going to wash your own ass. You're going to sleep in your own bed. You're a big boy now. You're going to have to get out the bed. You don't, at a certain age, you're damn right. You don't need to be laying in the bed with your damn dad. And for that matter, girls don't need to be laying in the bed next to their dad either. Yeah, goddamn right, by my logic. You're fucking right. You're fucking right. Hello?
Okay. No, it's okay, because as men, you know, I understand what you're saying. For men, we separate early, like in our mindsets. Like you said, we're taught, like there's a separation from child to man, and once that separation happens, everything that's a child has to be put away. We just immediately say, okay, we're a man now, so no more playing with the G.I. Joes, no more playing with the toys. This is what men, our toys is now human bodies, you know, in a sense. Right. But as, you know, when it comes to a person who is not really who created a fantasy, that's my thing. What it is, it's like with Michael Jackson. When I think of the Neverland Ranch, I really think that he created this like fantasy for kids, and this is his way of giving back to kids who've never had a childhood, who've had hard lives, who've struggled, who probably would never have these experiences otherwise. He probably just thought this was his way of giving back to them. I mean, this man is so much, he has given so much, like people said, he gave so much of himself, and financially he gave to so many different organizations. This was his way of giving back to kids. I really believe he wanted to heal and help kids, and he trusts kids because kids were innocent. They didn't have an objective when they looked at him.
Right.
They just loved him for him.
Right. Thank you, caller. You're right. You're right.
You
I got to get it. I got to get to these people. Thank you. Because these people talking about you could lay in the bed with your parents. First of all, if my dad ever told me, or if I ever have a kid and my dad tell me that he's going to have a slumber party with my fucking kid, we're going to have a goddamn problem. So, listen, y'all can try to justify this and spin this in any kind of way that you want to. There should be – I don't give a damn. There should be no reason – you know, if you're going to sleep in the bed with your – if you are a father and you are going to sleep in the bed with your son, you know how to do it. So it's not in a way of a goddamn slumber party, for sure. And you're not cuddling up with your kid like that. And 9 times out of 10, if you sleeping in the bed with your kid at a 10 and 11, your kid got some issues. Either he's scared of the dark, or you're going to let him fall asleep in the bed with you. Then you're going to take him out of the bed and put him in his own bed. But your kid don't need to be in the bed with you at 10, 11 years old, unless his ass just fell asleep next to you. But by that reason, I know my dad. My dad had a whole wife. So my ass at 8 years old, 9, 10 years old, don't need to be in the bed with my dad when he got a woman laying next to him. Okay? Let's be very clear. And when he was single, I was not laying in the bed with him. My dad had a woman with him. It wasn't my ass, okay? He would come check on me. We'd fall asleep on the couch. He'd take my ass into the bedroom. I wouldn't go get in the bed with my damn dad. So I don't know what y'all are trying to justify. Like, oh, it's okay to lay with your parents. Yeah, it's okay to lay with your parents, but you don't need to be laying with your damn parents every damn day. That's weird. Either you like, I don't care if you disagree. You don't like me. You don't like what I'm saying. That's weird. Ain't no slumber party. That's the reason with that kind of logic. That's the reason why a lot of these girls have these issues today. That's the reason why we have a lot of these issues going on with these fathers and their daughters. Because people think, oh, it's okay to lay with your daughter. Now, then you realize, oh, fuck, the dad is the one that's doing the touching. And you got a lot of these girls over here. The dad is doing the touching, but we got people making it okay because we want to justify it for Michael Jackson. Okay. 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 See, it's a lot of people that would have been over at Neverland. Go ahead. What you want? Wait, shit, Mike, I got twins. You want them? It's okay. Okay. 718-6016.
Oh, my God. Ahmad?
Yes.
Ahmad? Hi, honey
yes.
bun. Don't calm down because you are so right and I think you're so smart. And I love how you listen to the people and give everybody a say and just listen to, you know, their opinions. So I have my opinion. I believe Michael Jackson did it. And this is really bothering everybody. I really feel bad for everybody in the world because it's affecting all of us, but I think it's a more spiritual lesson that we need to get out of this, that we need to watch our children. We need to, if someone has a mental problem or, like, they have a pedophilia you know, a fetish. They need to get help. And I don't, and I also believe, you know, because I'm very spiritual, that even Michael Jackson probably had a hand in having all of this shit come out right now. I don't believe you're supposed to be sleeping in the bed with your parents, because I only went to the bed with my mother and father when I had a damn nightmare. And my mother would, you know, kindly take me back to my room after a while, you know, when she know I was fine, and I would be sleeping on her side of the bed. And, you know, and then she would take me back in the room like, you okay, you know, put me under the covers and let me stay there until I wasn't, you know, shaken up anymore. But I'm not staying in the bed. That was weird. That's not only weird. I hate to use the word weird. It's just not right. It didn't make sense. It makes sense for him to have been sleeping with boys, because you never seen him with a woman. You only seen him with little boys. And I believe that he had something going on with his mother and father. He had those issues, the mother and father issues. His mother never really stood up for him, so he didn't like women. That's what I believe. He hated women, according to LaToya, and from what I heard with phone interviews on YouTube, he's saying that he don't like women. And I think that came from his mother, because she never stood up to this man that was beating the hell out of them and raping their daughters, because Joe was raping his daughters. And I just feel like it happened, but we should look at it more like a bigger lesson that we need to protect our kids. And you know, even if this person is big with money and all of this, you know, we need to just protect them and get help. If you need help, someone needs help, you know, that has issues, mental issues, they need to get help before they hurt people.
Yes. And my thing is this. I don't want it to be taken out of context that, you know, because I'm still not muting Michael Jackson. I'm not muting Michael Jackson. I think Michael Jackson was a big inspiration in a lot of things that I do. But what I'm not going to do is sit here and say that I'm not muting Michael Jackson, but then on the same time, act like that did not disturb my spirit, that I would see him with nothing but little boys. That did disturb me. I'm not saying that I just believe everything that they say, because I definitely believe that a lot of those parents were opportunists. But I would be lying to you to say that disturbs me, that you would have a slumber party with little boys in your bed. That does not that don't set well with me. And I don't understand, in the society that we live in, how people, because they don't want to believe that Michael Jackson did it, whatever. You don't have to believe it. You don't have to believe that Michael Jackson did it. You don't have to mute Michael Jackson. But for people to be almost like it's normal, like it's almost okay that he was in the bed with these kids, it's crazy to me. Like, people are we really going to act like that's okay? That's like me coming to your house and you got a little boy. And this is what's so crazy to me. I guess I get really, really like turned up when it comes like this, because me being a gay male, right? I can't even go. There's times where I don't even go around kids, because the energy is like, oh, he might touch my kid. I don't babysit kids. I don't do none of that, because I don't want you ever to think that I'm doing something to your kid. And that's the perspective. Like, if a gay man's around, he might be trying to touch my son. He might be with my kid, you know, or don't let him babysit your kid. You know what I mean? But for this man, Michael Jackson, it's almost like a lot of these people are justifying him being in the damn room. But if there was a gay man around kid, hanging out with little boys, you would think like, oh, motherfucker can't even be in the same vicinity, because you might think that he's touching your son. So my whole thing is, why is there a double standard when you got a man admittedly hanging out with little boys in the bed, telling them the best part of the trip is spending time with a little boy, but then there's times where a gay guy can just walk around and people looking at them like, ooh, we don't know. You know, those gay guys, they like to touch on kids. And so that's where it comes from for me. Like, I'd be like, well, hold on. Because I know I've been in situations that motherfuckers looking at me, making me feel uncomfortable. Oh. But thank you, caller. Let's get this super chat. Okay. let's remove his celebrity. If this was any other man, it would be wrong, and there would be no excuses. I don't want to believe he would do this, but we don't know. Not the real him. That's very true. The fear of someone thinking you're a pedophile, the gay person being around kids is real. That's very real. That's very real. Shout out to Rolly. That's very real. That's very, very real. And so when we have this conversation about Michael Jackson, I can't help but to feel away when I hear people in the comments ready to champion this man whom they've never met, and you have it immediately saying that he has slumber parties with little boys. But as a gay man, you can walk into the room full of women or even men, and you feel like all of a sudden they're like, let me watch my kid. Come on now. Oh, this is a hot topic. Y'all, I didn't think that I was going to get this turned up. 551-4635, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's
so
going on?
I'm good. How are you? I don't want you to get too, like, turned up because I feel your energy. But it's like, it's okay. I definitely respect where you're coming from as far as, you know, him being in the bed with children. I'm not a sheep, so I will admit I'm a Michael Jackson fan. That is wrong of him to do that. Completely wrong. You should not be in the bed with a kid, especially after years of allegations. You shouldn't wind up doing it again. My thing is with him and this whole situation is you have to recognize the media and the climate that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
The whole Me Too movement. It's like a witch hunt. We're out to get anybody and everybody, and we take everything at face value when we shouldn't. I'm not saying that he didn't do anything wrong, but I don't think that he molested these kids. What he did wrong was sitting in the bed with these children or laying in the bed with them. But I do want to get to the comment where you talked about him not being around any black kids or any girls. And
yes.
Throughout the whole stream, I was like looking at, you know, evidence and stuff and just trying to like find pictures and stuff. And I found some pictures of him with black children and some pictures with him with little girls too. But I just, you have to recognize that the media was out to get him. They always been out to get him with the Wacko Jackal title. The media is crazy. And I looked at the TMZ footage also with Safe Chuck and him in the jewelry store. And I'm going to say this. It kind of does look like Safe Chuck, but at the same time, where did this footage come from and why are they using it against him at this time? Like, it just seems too convenient for me, especially in the Me Too movement that we're in.
Mm-hmm. Well, that footage has been out for years. It's resurfaced. Like, there's so many videos of that on YouTube. We even played it here. That footage has been out for years. That footage, because it was alleged that he was going to the jewelry store to go and buy a ring for Sheryl Crow or something like that. But it came out later in the documentary that apparently him and the boy was supposed to be married. But that wasn't even the thought when that video came out. Nobody was even thinking that. The ring or whatever it was for the little boy. They were thinking it was for his backup singer during that time.
Now, I watched the documentary also, and it was very disturbing. At the same time, I had to think, could he actually have done this? And then I had to take a look at the two accusers also, because I've been researching Wade Robinson, and I know all the dirty stuff he's done. He's definitely sold all of Michael's memorabilia, like the Thriller jacket. He's burned all his memorabilia, and it seems like a money grab to me. It doesn't make any sense why they come out now, and especially directly after the R. Kelly interview and the whole mute R. Kelly thing. It just seems too convenient to me. It doesn't make any sense why this is like overlapped, like back to back. You know what I mean?
Yes. No. Now, as far as Wade and the guy, I definitely feel like there was motives there. I don't trust Safe Chuck's family. I feel like when the money ran out for them, I feel like Safe Chuck's mom was complete trash and garbage. I feel like she gave her kid up. She was the mom that goes to
definitely.
Michael Jackson's house. She gave the damn kid to him and went upstairs. Michael Jackson bought them a freaking house. She was complete garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Wade Robson is an opportunist and a fame whore.
Yep.
I don't believe that. I'm not disputing that. I feel like those allegations were lies, 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 lies.
Agreed.
What I'm saying is we have to still acknowledge that that's still weird to be in that close proximity with young boys.
I agree.
And then when it comes down to the black and the in whatever the race. Listen, you can say what you want to say. I don't give a damn if Michael Jackson chose to go save a little baby continent in Africa full of little Nigerian babies. When he chose to have his own damn kids, they're the furthest thing from black you could see. So that directly shows you where his loyalty or what he really wanted, because his kids don't even they're not black.
They don't resemble
and I
him
don't
at all.
Believe that they're here. That they're definitely not even his. Okay.
But Armand,
so go ahead.
You all right? Oh
yeah.
So
I'm
also
fine.
Been reading, like, I've been researching this stuff for a couple years now, and I've also heard back I think a few years back that Michael's father Joe had him castrated. I don't know if you know what that means. That means, like, you know.
Yeah, no, I definitely know what castrated means, but I don't know if that's true or not.
But it kind of makes sense because Michael's voice never deepened also. And I heard that he did that because he wanted Michael to maintain that same his same voice over the like next.
But we're going to get you off the line because you just tried it. Don't you ever play with me, bitch. Know what the fuck that means? I'm heavy on it today. Don't ever try me. Let's take another caller. 437-8198. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armin. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So, I don't know. I had a lot to say, but you guys just keep touching on different stuff. It's so hard to keep up. But
keep
it
going.
Is weird that he had kids in his bed, and just any woman that would allow their kids to go and sleep in a celebrity's bed is a weirdo. And period, us in the black community, we're going to have freaks in our community. We're going to have, we're going to have weird people in our community. But the thing is, it's not for us to allow white people or the media or anybody to tell us who to mute. Like, these are our black men. These are our black women. We can't allow other communities to come into our community and tell us who to mute. Like, if we want to mute Michael, that's on us. We know the information. We've seen the trial. Same with R. Kelly. This stuff has been out, like, forever, Armin. And that we're all bringing it up back right now, especially after, what was it, the O.J.? O.J., after O.J. came back and out of jail, I feel like white America is just like, no more black celebrities. Like, we need to get them all. Like, nobody else
we need
do
to get someone
bad.
Because OJ won't beat that damn trial, and they've been trying to get somebody black to pay for OJ killing that woman.
Trust me.
Yes.
Send them niggas to jail. They don't want us to have no money. They don't want to see us strive. They don't want us to do well. So why should we as a community allow outsiders to tell us what to do, how to punish, whose name to tarnish? It's just disgusting, and it doesn't make sense. And I don't understand how people could say it's not a race thing. It's obviously a race thing. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. I feel you. I'm listening.
And the thing is, like, for you to just allow your kid to go sleep in someone's bed, whether it be for money, clout, whatever, it's just the devil. It's just satanic. Like, when we listen to these stories about these young white boys or young boys coming out, even this Me Too movement, this black lady, I don't know if you know her, who I'm talking about, the big nose black lady.
She's
just taking us all down. We can't go to white people, ask white people to solve our problems. We're never like, they never care about what happens with us, what's going on in our community. We can't allow them to put us on this big judgment stool and say, okay, no more Michael Jackson. And for any black person that's like, oh, I'm going to mute Michael because these little two white boys came out and said he diddled them or whatever, it's some fuck shit. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. And unless you let your you go over to Michael's house and your you came back and said, Mom, Michael diddled me, there's no reason for you to believe that man diddled those kids or did anything. Shit's weird.
Yes.
But we have weird people all over. Like, and it's something we have to address as a community. Like, let us punish these weirdos. They're everywhere. R. Kelly's friggin' weird. We're just going to have weird people in our community. It's our business. Don't let nobody brainwash you, turn you against your brothers, turn you against your sisters. It's not right. We just need to deal with it amongst ourselves. You know what I mean?
Yes. Thank you so much, caller.
No problem.
Jeez, we have got into some things today. This is why I love this channel, though, because emotions get high, feelings get going. I love my people. We're going to bring it all back. And I want to tell you guys, I love you. We're all going to kumbaya. That was good, though. It was good. We've been on here for about an hour and a half. So the mutual consensus is we are not muting Michael Jackson. We are not canceling Michael Jackson. And quite frankly, I don't feel like you can physically mute or cancel Michael Jackson, no matter how hard you try. This last caller did make a point, though. I've been thinking this for years. I've been thinking ever since OJ got off on that trial, because we all know OJ did it. They have been, and when I mean they, I mean, you know, they have been trying to find a way to get a black man completely, you know, down and done. And, you know, so I honestly, as a black entertainer or as a professional in media myself, I'm a little bit afraid because shit, I feel like I got to watch who I've talked to. And I've said this before because I'm like, shit, I don't want nobody to me. Because people are so now, you know, they just will believe. It's so much more entertaining, and it makes so much more money to believe the lie. So I don't feel like Michael Jackson was just out here sleeping, like having sex with little boys. I don't think that all, especially from the leaving Neverland. I don't believe that Surviving Neverland or whatever the hell that documentary is called. I don't believe any one of them, but I do believe, and I still stand on it, on my opinion, that I do think that was very inappropriate for Michael Jackson to be laying in bed with those boys. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Somebody should have told him that that's not normal. Okay? So, with that being said, you guys, hopefully, guys, we got into some things. I love you all. Shout out to the new members. Shout out to my moderators. Shout out to the subscribers. If you haven't done so right now, make sure you like this video, share this video. Hi to you guys on Facebook. What's going on? I see you guys. Shout out to you guys on Facebook. Make sure you guys like the Armand Wiggins Show on Facebook. If you would like to join our music show, you can do so. It's every Wednesday. Submit your music. It is Armand Listen to Your Music Live with the official King Payne. If you would like to get your merchandise, visit us at thearmandwigginshow.com and, you know, get your Armand Wiggins Show merchandise. And, you know, we'll be back tomorrow with another hot topic. Ooh, we're going to try to bring you hot topics all week. I'm going to have me a blunt. Because, baby, we get into some things. But I love you all, and thanks for watching. Until next time, keep that same energy. And if you didn't make it on this week, save the number.